Just in time for the upcoming holiday shopping season, Sony is cutting the price on the PlayStation 4. I'm John Werdock. What does this mean? Is this an opening salvo with the holidays coming up? We'll talk to an expert at Forrester Research in a moment.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Now, Tech News Briefing.
Joining me from Boston is James McQuibby. He's an analyst at Forrester Research. So, James, what is your reaction to Sony cutting the price on the PlayStation 4?
You might think that Sony doesn't need to do this. They're actually in the leadership position with this most recent generation of game consoles. They've sold more than Microsoft, and they're doing quite well internationally. But I think they perceive that they are vulnerable. Microsoft, for example, just last week announced that they have made the new Xbox One backward compatible with Xbox 360 games. Now, that was a big complaint that gamers had about the Xbox One. And Microsoft had been cutting its price in order to try to catch up to Sony. So it's clear that Sony is saying, well, we don't want Microsoft to make any ground on us. We want to maintain the strong leadership position that we have. And so the price has been cut.
And the price is going to go from $399.99, dropping by about $50. Is that going to be enough to spur on sales and to get a good fight going with Microsoft?
Well, understand that Q4 is the most important quarter in this entire game. Last year, for example, each of these consoles probably sold about 10 million of their units in the Q4 season 2014. So coming into this quarter, it's another chance to sell another 10 million probably each. And so you don't want to suddenly lose your 10 million and only get 8 because your price put you out of reach for customers who were starting to do the math and said, well, you know, that $50 I could use to buy a new game that everyone else has on the block. So it makes sense, and probably Sony had this in mind from the beginning. You know, we're now into the second year of these new consoles. It's time to start thinking of the second wave of purchasers, the ones who were waiting actually for this price cut to come around. And this is how you make sure you do sell the next 10 million of these consoles.
And how do you think consumers are going to greet this news?
They'll respond quite well. The PS4 has been received extremely well by the first wave of buyers, and there have been, as we know, there have already been 85 million PS3 buyers out in the market, so we're just waiting for the next probably 50 million of those customers to upgrade to the PS4, and this will help some of them now finally pull that trigger. So this is probably the right move for Sony, especially given the need to defend against a rising Microsoft threat.
And final question, James, who do you think is going to win out this holiday season? Is it going to be the PS4 or the Xbox One?
The PS4 has the strongest momentum going into the quarter. Now, what will happen at the end of the quarter, Microsoft may be able to claim that it outsold PS4 in the United States. It's been a stronger platform in the United States anyway for the last several years. And now going into Q1 of next year, Sony will come out and say, we sold more consoles than Xbox, and Xbox will come out and say, but in the United States, we sold more than Sony, and that's a little bit how this game is played. The fact is, though, they're both doing very, very well. They're both selling at a faster rate than the prior generation of game consoles sold in their first 2 years of sales, and so they're both happy with what's happening. They have to be.
I think you and I need to come up with our own video game. In one corner of the boxing ring is PS4. The other corner is Xbox One, and we play some Rocky music and see who slugs it out and who wins in the end.
There goes all 10 rounds, I tell you.
James McQuibby, an analyst at Forrester Research, joining us from Boston. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.
Today our guest is Margaret Cho.
WSJ Speakeasy.
Late night TV. How do you feel about that? The fact that all these guys behind desks wearing ties.
I can wear a tie. I can do the job. I could do every job there. I could be the host. I could be the sidekick. I could be writer and the band leader.
WSJ Speakeasy. Interviews with celebrities and marquee guests.
But could you hold the cue cards?
Absolutely.
You can do it all. Okay.
I can do it all.
WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.